Government says it is on course to developing airports in all the regions. Land has been acquired to begin the whole airport, while the Wa airstrip is under rehabilitation. Also, talks are far advanced for land acquisition and appropriate location for the Cape Coast and Borgatanga airports. Government, again in collaboration with relevant agencies, is in the process of establishing a second international airport in the Dangme West District. These projects were announced by the Transport Minister Jifa Tibor at the Meet the Press series in Accra.
We are trying to improve upon the existing terminal building. You can see this is the existing arrival hall, but we are expanding it about twice this size, so that will give opportunities for many more passengers to have a relaxed environment while waiting for their bags. We are all aware of the challenges that we face at the Kumasi Airport. Because of the growth in the domestic aviation industry, there's a lot of pressure on the facilities at the Kumasi Airport. But so far, we've done major part of the rehabilitation of the runway. By the end of this year, we should have installed the ground lighting system, which will facilitate operations in the evening. We are also working on the development of a new international airport in the Dangme West. The process of acquisition of the land is ongoing. We have procured various plants and equipment to improve upon the efficiency at the port. 4 mobile harbor cranes for SEMA and SAPRADI have been procured. We have also purchased 2 tugboats and a security patrol boat at SEMA. We want to ensure that our ports are safe.
To improve service provision, the minister announced the procurement of 200 new buses for the Metro Mass Transit to augment its current fleet of more than 1,000 buses.
We are in the process of procuring 200 more buses for the Metro Mass Transit Limited. Just last Friday, Parliament approved the loan facility for the acquisition of the buses. We also want to improve upon the activities of the Intercity STC, which is almost in a coma. I hope they will be revived very soon.